This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on Gerald Kapusta. The last name is K-A-P-U-S-T-A. This is the clinical case of an... ...81-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. With proteinuria. The patient has been taking Jardiance. Laboratory workup was done in September the 15, 2024. The serum creatinine is 1.4, BUN25, and the estimated EFR is 48. The patient has serum electrolytes that are with the normal limits, and this patient has a microalbumin creatinine ratio that is 94 and a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with the 260 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient is taking Jardiance, and we are going to encourage the patient to continue doing so. From the kidney point of view, the patient is very stable. The following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes. That is well controlled. The hemoglobin A1C is... 5.7%. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure gradient today is 120 over 80. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has been without any exacerbation. The patient wears oxygen most of the time. Whether or not this is a pulmonary infection versus a poor ejection fraction is unknown at this point. Following number, he has a history of cirrhosis of the liver. Whether or not this is cirrhosis is related to steatohepatitis is unknown. The serum albumin is 3.87. The patient has a thrombocytopenia with a platelet count of 47,000 that might be related to this cirrhosis. The patient has, following number, the patient has hyperuricemia. The uric acid is 3.8. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hyperplasia without any blockages or difficulty in the urinary tract. And following number, hyperlipidemia, the serum cholesterol is 102. The LDL cholesterol is... 38, HDL is 51, and the triglyceride is 65. Following number, obesity, the patient weighs 271 pounds. The reduction in the number of calories is highly recommended in order to improve the cardiac function. We are going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with laboratory workup. We invested the 10-minute review in the lab, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation and minute.